Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Well, welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name's Amino Hassan. I'm wearing my spectacles today. My name's Amino Hassan. And you see me from my beautiful mansion right here. I have a grand piano back there. We're just doing it up right here. I'm joined, as always, by Black Trey, Jay Skills, and Big Jerv. We got a hell of a show for you guys today. Power series, or season. I wish it was a series finale. Season finale. Lots of weird shit in there. Hey, do you know musty people? Why are they afraid of cancer from deodorant? I'm trying to figure this shit out as Kev on stage introduced us to somebody who uses a lemon as deodorant. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You don't want to miss that conversation. Also, Menace Society turns 30 years old. We hear from our resident Los Angelinos, Comptonians. I don't know what the fuck y'all call yourselves, whatever. They're going to tell us about the legacy of that movie as well as some behind the scenes shit. Apparently Trey's cousin was in that movie. Did not know that. And Tina Turner passed away. We're going to remember her and we're going to give her flowers as someone who did something that I don't think we see too often. You definitely don't want to miss it. But first, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you are locked in there. You are a Patreon. You're getting all the extra content, the OG pod, the rewatches with Cinephobe, access to the Discord. In addition, we're unveiling new tiers that give you new benefits, including ad-free listening. I know sometimes people complain about the ads. You get this pod all in full as well. Patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you're tapped in there. All right, let's get it started. Now, Jerv, ask your question.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm high, so I forgot my question. Oh, nice.
I'm sorry. But Trey, I feel you, because it was the same shit for me. Like, you got to deal with.
Oh, hold up! Wait, I remember. Hold up, ahead, Jerv, Jay. Jay, my bad.
Nah, go ahead. I'm just giving you some space.
Go ahead, man.
Yo, niggas, like whenever one of your homies gets like a bad joint, like a bad joint. Niggas always be super disrespectful in their mind. Like, how the fuck did he get
first
hurt?
Question. Always.
That's so disrespectful. Yeah.
Listen.
That's story of my life, bro.
It's funny because
what lie did he tell?
But like, it'd be so sick though, because a nigga, like, when it was happening, it was funny, but then also like when, you know, overall, when it's over, a nigga be like, well, shit, this what I would have did. And I'm like, nigga, you know what I'm saying? Because a nigga like, look, man, I'll never do that shit, bro. Like, you just can't let that person walk out your life.
Yeah. I've literally never said those words in my life.
Bro, man. A nigga was telling me, and this nigga, this nigga married his shit, bro. He married his shit. He like, look, dog. I wouldn't have left, nigga. I would have quit my job. I would have did all. I said, listen, nigga, this is why you in the position you in. Because you ain't never had them. You know what I'm saying? This shit is like busted, nigga. Them shits come every 15 minutes, nigga. You ain't never had them. You ain't going to be tripping. Listen.
That's the clip right there. Listen,
feel me? You show me a bad bitch, and I'll show you a nigga that's tired of fucking.
He's tired of her.
You already know.
Oh my god, dog. Like, yo.
Hey.
I didn't want to say that line because that's literally the line of like.
It is, life, bro. Like, that's eventually, the line, listen. Like, with enough spit, the ant can fuck the elephant. You feel me?
Damn. That ain't got game.
No, you know what's crazy? I went to a fucking comedy show this past week with motherfucking Earthquake, DC mm-hmm. Young Fly.
I just seen him.
Okay, so you know what I'm talking about? Straight Jokes No Chaser tour. That tour.
Is that the Mike Epps tour?
Mike Epps, yes, that one.
Earthquake and, was there? Oh, my bad. I don't mean to cut you off. Was he first?
Nah, he was like, he was after DC Young Fly.
Damn, this bum ass ain't come out in Philly. So, bum ass nigga.
The nigga Earthquake said some shit. That nigga said, yo, you know how crazy your shit gotta be for a homeless woman to still be homeless with you? Like, while you homeless and she with you? Like, your sex game gotta be so wicked. That somebody willing to be in the rain with your ass.
If you're homeless and you clapping cheeks,
You got it, bro. You got it, bro. You're the man.
Hey,
think about that.
I'm not gonna lie, bro. I've definitely had a scenario where I got kicked out of my apartment and I was surfing and clapping at the same time.
No. But was you clapping outdoors or was you clapping?
Oh no, it was an indoor clap.
No. We're talking about real on the streets.
We're talking about hobos, not hobosexuals. Hobosexuals okay. are the dudes. The dude, what you just said, Jason, like you knack some game up just so that you have a place to stay that night. See, you're literally fucking for your life. I'm fucking for my life.
He had to throw a broken nigga dick for sure. Hey, you had to throw broken nigga dick. That's the shit where you like. I gotta throw my best performance. It's game seven.
Derek White, like you gotta get it off. You got point one on the clock. You gotta get it off.
Speaking of, it was another line this nigga said, right? He was like, yo, you 40 and 50 year old niggas, y'all better go and get y'all a girl, man, because side bitches is the worst caretakers. He said, nigga, side bitches is the worst caretakers. Imagine that, though. Like, something really happened to you.
Bro, call on the whole joint. You sick? It ain't nothing that they can do for you. They ain't pulling up. They might postmate you some soup or something.
Nah, you might not even get that, bro. You might be off the rotation, bro. Something serious happened to you. Like, you can't. Like, nigga, I'm supposed to be having surgery, nigga, in September. I can't walk for 6 months. So who gonna really be there? That's real Rolodex right there. Let's go do it.
Let's make the call right now, brother. Let's put a call out. My brother is getting surgery. And what's it? When is the surgery day? Who wants to help out?
Who wants to be the lucky lady?
hey, nigga, get back on his feet and walk right out her life.
Thank you. All right, thanks.
Hey, we toxic now, man. We fucking toxic, nigga. Hey, man. Speaking of stink, nigga, Twitter is talking about. Shout out to Kev on stage. He posted a fucking lemon. It's people out here in this real world using lemons as deodorant because they want to prevent the line of getting cancer. My niggas, my brothers in Christ, on this good Sunday, would you ever fucking use a lemon under your arms in sake of your health?
Man, hell no.
But hold on.
I want to address, I feel like we got a systemic issue with our young brothers out here, man. It's a lot of musty ass niggas in these streets.
It is a lot of musty niggas out here, dog.
Bro, I can't say, Jason, I haven't been in any establishments where niggas been musty, so I don't know about that.
Well, I'm telling you, as a nigga who drives Uber from time to time, I encounter a lot of niggas in LA, and a lot of these it's a lot of under 30 niggas who smelling like the bad side of the weed, who's smelling like they ain't washed their ass. A lot of niggas who walk around with a funk, getting in and out of cars and hanging out with bitches and niggas and smoking 10 blunts and niggas smelling like backwoods out here. It's a lot of
roll backwoods. Stop smoking backwoods to begin with, brother. Those are bad for your health. Use raw papers. Some was better and cleaner for your body.
Sorry. Yeah, man. So I need my niggas to really wash up under them arms, hit that deodorant, because, it's bad. Go ahead.
Dog, the first of all, I always say the same thing. It always be these niggas talking about like, oh, deodorant, that causes cancer. Name someone that you know who got cancer off of deodorant.
Like, can't you name do your research?
Name someone that you've heard of who got cancer. Like, where are these people? Where are all these deodorant cancer people? I ain't seen them. I never heard of them. Right?
Hey, like, I would love a fucking deodorant commercial where a nigga over here on his deathbed. Somebody gonna really tag that nigga up. Yeah. But I would love to see an ad where nigga like just shitting on a deodorant brand for using a deodorant. That's gangster marketing right there. If you attack that shit that hard and say that
a lemon,
like this shit don't even I don't know aluminum in my shit, bro.
What?
Bro, aren't there deodorants that are like whatever, free of everything that you could use?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
And by the way, you chlorophyll drinking niggas, you still stink. Y'all niggas out here dripping that shit in y'all water. Nigga, chlorophyll. Y'all still stink. Nigga, that shit ain't cleaning your body, nigga. Get some natural chlorophyll.
What?
Jerv, you don't know about the chlorophyll community, bro?
No. Do I look like a nigga that knows about the chlorophyll community?
Trey, on that point, Trey, did you? I was like, who is this motherfucker who's following me? And then I looked at like all the like mutuals. I'm like, I mean, it sound like it could be Trey, but I don't know.
Yeah, man, that's my finster, bro.
Okay.
I know. Listen, you gotta just do your you gotta do your dirt in private, my nigga.
So well, what dirt? You don't even do dirt.
Is like, all this still out? Or are we still in Bossa Nova?
Just bleep my name, nigga. I don't want nobody to know my name. My name is my name.
Okay, just bleep your name. Okay, gotcha.
Leave the name, but like I'm like, it's not even like you posted wild shit. You posted pretty much the same content. Nigga doing it
on both pages. Yeah, he posts the same content on both.
Hey, nah, you know what? I stopped on the other shit though, because I was going too hard and I had to stop. So like now, niggas gangster. You know what I'm saying? So that's my main shit.
Yeah, man, this nigga crazy. But yeah, as you were saying, my fault. The chlorophyll water people.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise, but maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order. Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass-on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodle's just like,
Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for your eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch, find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Trey, did he freeze? Did I freeze?
No, you're there.
I was connected to my headphones finally.
Oh, that was you the whole
nigga,
time?
Yeah, nigga. The chlorophyll shit, nigga. My bad, Jerv. The chlorophyll shit don't even really be working like that, bro. Nigga still be stink, nigga.
What's it supposed? What does it claim to do?
It's supposed to be like an inside deodorant. You feel me? Like you pour it in your water, you drink it, and
inside deodorant.
Listen, they just Whole Foods know how to sell this shit to niggas, bro. First of all, but I did have a teammate, bro. That nigga just naturally stink, bro. He was showering everything. And
he was showering everything.
Nah, for real. But like, bro,
naturally stink.
Bruh just naturally stinks. So I remember I told bruh get some chlorophyll to clean his body internally, nigga. There's no way, nigga, you still laying. Like I remember I had a couch, bro. I had to take the couch out.
It's the food, man. It's the food they eat. Like it's almost always a diet. That's why, like Indian people, like straight up from India. Mm-hmm. Like they always have that musk about them because it's not because they don't bathe or whatever. It's literally because the food they eat is very pungent, so it comes out of their pores afterward. It's funny. Most people that I know that are like that are women. Like it's always like way more than dudes. And I'm not talking about that kind of smudger. Relax, Jared's mind just fucking exploded right there. No, not that. I'm talking about like the body odor smell, like that just muskiness. It's usually women for some reason. I don't know. Maybe I just be hanging out.
Hey, niggas just be out. Yeah, you out here just hanging out with them natural body joints.
I mean,
look. Right here
with India RE.
This motherfucker out here, armpit hair and everything, bro. Freedom. Yeah, get that good.
It'd be like the art homies, like the niggas who, you know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
Basquiat.
The art niggas do not like deodorant, huh?
Them niggas be stinking,
first of all,
bro.
Listen, man.
You can't smell that shit through the Instagram post, my nigga. So you don't know. But I'm telling you, that shit be like, bro, you need a motherfucking deodorant bath, my nigga. Like,
listen, please tell me if I was ever musty, I was vegan and still throwing that thing up under my arm.
I'll be letting niggas know, dog.
And I'm a serial killer, bro. I fucking count the strokes of the deodorant, nigga.
Oh yeah, me too. I'm 5 and 4.
I'm a 5. I'm a five stroke nigga, bro.
That should be
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then I go to blot so it don't get my shirt dirty.
Yeah,
you gotta get a little chicken wing.
Do y'all, I hit it with some baby powder right after. I do deodorant and then right.
Yeah, that's the shit. That's the shit I tapped out on because that had nigga really thinking he was gonna get cancer.
look, this nigga judging everybody else. You didn't pull this car from me. You're like, damn it.
Hey, nah, but hey, you know what's crazy? What's dope about baby powder? The splash here. And then niggas used to be doing this.
Oh yeah,
for the sweat.
No! You think just no? I'm straight up like, I will grab my dick.
Hey,
and then
you know they got deodorant for that now, right? They got deodorant for that.
They definitely got deodorant. He's an old faithful nigga. Yeah, he said this ain't failed me. Have you ever Have you ever like just never didn't plan on like taking a chick back to the crib on one of your Ball Johnson days? I gotta call it a Ball Johnson.
No,
and then you take your pants off, and now you look like powdered donut.
It looks like my dick was Scarface. Yeah, like that. That's happened.
That's happened. Crazy. That's like sometimes fucking funny.
Sometimes, like if like I get a moment like before the reveal, like someone turn around, I try and dust that motherfucker off.
Listen, that front of them shorts is fucking powdery, nigga.
Oh like, yeah.
I love that. Yeah, Amin just put his hands up like it was a show. Like wait for the reveal, guys. Like before the reveal.
And then nigga got to explain it. Well, like you smell good, right?
Yeah, man. That's look, it means I'm clean. That's what that means.
That's why they're rolling with it, my boy. Quick,
yo,
Lavender.
Yo, quick question, just on that same topic. And I apologize. There's a drum line outside of my house as we speak. Jason, this is your.
I thought that shit was a broke washing machine.
No, Jason, you're about to experience a summer in Philadelphia. My God, it's about to be interesting for the next couple records. But anyway, yo, have y'all seen? Is there any better feeling than like on the opposite side, like when you go back on an unexpected go back? And you get that I'll be right back, and you hear that water on the sink turn on.
Sure, no. I think thankfully I've never heard that, and that's never happened. But also that sounds terrifying.
Wait, you said
terrifying?
What? Wait, that's about the water going? That's a good thing, my brother.
No,
what
that's
about
a,
the water
that's,
running.
That's a whore bath, bro.
Or it's the yo, I've been out all day. Let me just freshen.
No,
listen, first of all, I'm not closing shit. You better get your ass in that fucking shower. Listen, here go. I throw a fucking towel at her like I'm fucking. Hey, I throw a towel at her like I'm fucking John Smoltz, nigga.
This is my dude, yo. That fool, listen, yo. Jer, I love Trey.
Get off the plane. Get off the fucking Uber. Get off the train. Get your ass in the shower. Come on, man.
Hey, man.
Niggas ain't touching the tart box.
I won't lie. Sometimes that's half the appeal. I'm like, oh, yeah.
He likes
You've lived. You've lived. Let's go.
Hey, I got a question for y'all. What's a better feeling? Hitting or when she gets her period?
Top all day, nigga, period, nigga. The rag day, nigga.
No, I'm saying like that relief when like if you hit something,
oh,
no jacket.
I ain't a part of the no jacket club, so I can't even participate in this one, bro.
If you hit something,
wait,
no
not even with your girl?
Nah. We don't want no kids, nigga. My pull out game would be terrible, nigga. I'd be a dad and a half, nigga.
My nigga.
I'm a planner, bro. You see this? Financially responsible nigga over here.
You're gonna see a nigga
in London doing his West Side and everywhere else, but nigga, I don't want no kids, nigga, yet.
Wait, so the options are what again?
Like that feeling when you hit something, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, or that feeling when you find out she got her period.
Like, and knowing, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Number two. Oh my God. Every single time, because like every single time it's like, oh God, no God, I didn't mean it, and I ain't gonna. And then it's like, I'm like, my man, like Faison Love and Don't Be a Menace, when he's at the, he's like, Dashiki's pregnant. Oh.
When he was like, chef, yeah.
Yeah, and she said, I'm the only person who's been with her in the last 15 minutes. He's like, oh, yeah. Lord, thank you, Lord.
That's a sick hit, man, to be hitting the cook, man. She has some sick bodies in that movie.
Oh my gosh, man, she had the one Asian baby, man.
Who are y'all talking about?
Don't be a menace.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Oh man.
Yo,
listen.
But no,
yeah,
nah,
Jason, I only did that shit one time, bro. One time, and I was sick to my stomach, bro.
And that's wait, it. Did you say they tried to get you?
Yeah.
Did they try to hem you up?
Yeah. Sick. Didn't tell me the IUD was out.
Oh, man. Sick. Oof. That's not cool.
And it was and I got the news right before the game.
Oh,
no way.
Before the game.
Nigga, I'm like.
How'd you play?
Oh, I was terrible, nigga. I was terrible.
He's throwing the ball to the ref in the middle of the game.
Niggas probably thought you was going to take like shit that game.
Jerf, it was my senior year. I'm acting like I'm about to go to the NBA and my shit ruined. Like, I'm over here like, nigga, I know I'm not going to the NBA. I was just playing like shit, like my whole shit. I'm like, bro. I did everything right.
Yo, oh man, that's gonna do it for us here today. Remember, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you are Patreon. We are unleashing those new tiers in terms of like the things that you get, including right now you're getting Cinephobe episodes, zero ads. I know lately you guys are saying, that's a lot of ads in this. Well, if you're a Patreon, you don't have to deal with those ads. Make sure you're locked in for Jason Madison, for John Gervais, for Black Trey. I'm Amino Hassan reminding you to stay black, motherfuckers.